This is the gray area.
Humans are such easy prey.
This isn't funny anymore.
Testing my chicken to China, the Chinese chicken to China, the Chinese chicken. Sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is brought to you by ballwash.com. From head to toe, from pole to hole, when it comes to your taint, don't make her faint. When it comes to your wiener, it doesn't get cleaner. When it comes to your sack, they got your back. Ballwash.com. Men's hygiene products is what you need. Good Head shampoo and conditioner, ball wash, body wash, liquid courage, body wash. They have a lubricant now. Fancy Ball Guard lotion, goes on like a lotion, dries like a powder. It's for chafing. Yeah, they have solid colognes because you can only smell like X body spray for so long. When you don't want to smell like your mom's douche or your girlfriend's, you know, lavender meadow suave, whatever the fuck she uses in the shower that smells really fruity and nice. But you don't want to smell like that. You want to smell like a man. If you want to smell like a man, go to ballwash.com. Fill your carts up. And when you're checking out, use code DEGRAYAREA, DAGRAYAREA. And you, yes, you get 15% off. And it lets them know that the Gray Area podcast sent you. And it humbles me. And it makes me all happy. This podcast is also you. Wow. This podcast is also brought to you by CaresNone.com. It's a lifestyle. It's a vibe. It's telling the world that, you know, you're in it for yourself. You don't care about their problems, but you do. Sometimes you do. Just hit them with the Cares None. Go to CaresNone.com. Check out all the clothing. I suggest the executive hoodies. It says Cares None on it. It's champion brand. It's the executive brand. It's comfortable and it's awesome. But, you know, it's getting a little bit warmer out. You know, so they have t-shirts. They have sandals. They have everything you need. They're going to have sweatbands eventually. So CaresNone.com. Use code DEGRAYAREA 15. That's DAGRAYAREA 15. And you get 15% off your Cares None needs. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is also brought to you by VOPUSARadio.com. Go check that out. It's a plethora of freaking podcasts. And also FreakNet Studios. I'm all over the place. I am a podcast whore. I'm a podcast. Hey, you want to join my club? Yeah. I was like that when I was a kid, too. You want to join our club? Yeah. Yeah, I do. What are we? We're the Street Sharks. Yeah, Street Sharks. That was the name of our street gang. Yeah. When I was a kid. Street Sharks, yeah. So, yeah, FreakNet Studios, go check it out, freaknetstudios.com. It's a conglomerate of three podcasts, Just Freaking Wrestling, This Freaking Show, and hello, you're here. Hi, the Gray Area. Tell your squad to follow my pod. If you want a Delinquent Army hoodie, let me know. You could contact me anywhere. I stream fucking anywhere. If you're listening to podcasts anywhere, you could find me anywhere, okay? And if you can't, then, you know, tell them to go to thegrayarea.com and you could find all that fun stuff. And you can contact me at thegrayarea@gmail.com, or you can go to Twitter at thegrayarea1, Instagram, thegrayarea1, TikTok, thegrayarea, Facebook page, Google it, DAGRAYAREA. You will find me. All right, moving forward, the Derek Chauvin George Floyd case is over. It is done. It is officially finished. The verdict is in. We have got the results that everybody was hoping that we would get, I think. And those results are that he was fucking guilty. I don't know. He was guilty on like three counts, okay? One of those counts was murder. And when they said murder, I was like, no, I don't know if that's right. I don't know if that's right. Because for murder, it's like third degree murder that he killed him unintentionally while committing a felony or some shit. Mr. A, what's up, man? And I understand manslaughter. I understand this, I guess, to a certain degree, but murder, I don't know about that. Okay. You got like Maxine Waters talking mad shit while the jury is deliberating. And by the way, this jury wasn't sequestered. What does that mean, Sarge? What the fuck does sequestered mean? Sequestered means you take the jury and you isolate them so they are not going to be influenced by outside sources like, gee, I don't know, Maxine Waters instigating fucking confrontations and getting in their face and causing conflict in the fucking streets, and we gotta fight. But when fucking Trump said it January 6th, that's inciting a fucking riot. That's inciting insurrection. That's treason. So is Maxine Waters impeached yet? Because Trump was impeached fucking twice. Once for some bullshit. And we knew then that, you know, people's actions are not responsible for what the fuck Trump said, right? So if anybody acted out in like 2 days ago when Maxine Waters wanted to talk shit while the jury was deliberating during a fucking public trial that is bigger than the biggest thing we've seen since, gee, I don't know, fucking OJ Simpson, right? That wouldn't be Maxine Waters' fault, but there was a National Guardsman that was ambushed. Was it because of what Maxine Waters said? I don't know. But she can't be saying that shit, because the next day the judge came on and he was like, yeah, politicians need to shut the fuck up. The Cliff Note version. The Cliff Note version is politicians need to shut the fuck up talking about cases that are still in deliberation, that are still being talked about. So now you're going to see an appeal. You're going to see possible... Someone, the defense wanted a mistrial just based on what Maxine Waters said. Listen, shut the fuck up until the fucking thing is over. So he was guilty on all three charges. They're going to appeal the fuck out of that. Maxine Waters needs to shut the fuck up. And the fact that they didn't even move this case from Minneapolis because it took place in Minneapolis and their jury pool was from Minneapolis. There's no way they didn't. It's obviously, you know, biased. They've been in Minneapolis. They know the jury wasn't sequestered, which means it's probably public information who the jury people are. They're scared shitless. So you have hundreds of people, hundreds of thousands of people nationwide across the fucking country with this George Floyd thing. And you got these jury. You think these jury people are going to like sit there and be like, you know what? I want to do the right thing, but I don't want to get my ass kicked and I don't want to be murdered. So guilty, guilty, guilty. Now, I'm not saying what Derek Chauvin did was, you know, innocent, and he's innocent of any of this. I understand the recklessness. I understand the negligence. I even understand manslaughter to a certain degree. Not murder. Not fucking murder. Not when you have a guy that is a documented drug addict, right? That was fucking 240 pounds and he's like 6'4", right? Derek Chauvin is like 6 foot tall and like 170 pounds, maybe. George Floyd was huge. Not to mention he was on enough fentanyl to fucking kill an elephant, right? This is all documented. And he wasn't asphyxiated. They weren't on his carotid artery. It turns to find out that they weren't on his fucking neck. But they're saying that the actions of Derek Chauvin are directly correlated to George Floyd's death. And that might be a thing. That might be true. But he was on fentanyl. He was fucking high. And he's got a 75% arterial blockage in his fucking artery. So you don't think any of those are precursors to why that motherfucker died? The fentanyl, the blocked artery, the fact that he was resisting arrest. The jury was scared shitless. Let's put that out there. Okay. Is Derek Chauvin innocent? No. Should he have been acquitted? No. Is he guilty of fucking something? Definitely. Negligence, fucking, you know, recklessness, possibly manslaughter to a certain degree. Murder? I don't know. I don't think so. And you know what he's not guilty of? Racism, which was the big fucking thing circling the fucking globe. Oh, this is racism. This is white cop versus black guy. No one wants to pay attention to the statistics of like black on black crime, white on white crime, black on Asian crime. Black people make up 13% of the population, which is about 43 million people. And statistically, they're part of, you know, a higher majority of the crimes that are nationwide, which is fucking horrible. Now, is that systematic? Does that mean they're they're singled out? Is it society? Is it socioeconomic? Is it based on, you know, the public health system, the public schooling system? What is it? I don't know what it is. When you're raised by the streets, you learn how to do street shit. That's just how it is. And that goes for rural America too. White people commit crimes also. But, you know, it's the factors of this case that make it huge. It's the factors of Dante Wright and what happened to the army officer in Virginia that make this a thing. Pay no attention to the resisting arrest, right? Pay no attention to the fucking fleeing the scene of a crime. Pay no attention to the fact that Dante Wright had a warrant out for assault and battery against a female, and they were trying to arrest this man. Okay? He wasn't a child. Stop calling him a kid. He was 20 years old. Okay? 20 years old. Everybody just wants to look at the two variables. White cop, black suspect. That's it. That's all that matters. Pay no attention to the guns. Armed, not armed, resisting arrest, fleeing arrest. They have a knife. They have a gun. Shit is popping off all over the place. And you can't look at the thing that happened in, what, I don't even remember her fucking name. Something Kim Potter, whatever. She's a female officer, and she fucking shot Dante Wright, and she's like, taser, taser, taser. People that have body cams on don't break the law on purpose, okay? You can't look at Derek Chauvin or Kim Potter and say racism, okay? They know their cams are on. They have body cams on. You're not going to do something intentionally. Even if you are racist, you're not going to do something overly racist. What happened is fucked. And it's fucking horrible, and the timing is shit. Dante Wright timing is shit. The Virginia officer, they got fucking maced, is shit. But you know what? Just don't break the fucking law. Don't break the law and don't resist arrest. Just do what you want to, like I said it before. You want to fight the cops, fight them in court. Don't fight them in the fucking streets. Don't do that shit. You got cops quitting all over the fucking country. You got people defunding the police. But, you know, Maxine Waters wants a fucking police escort when she went to Minnesota a couple days ago. She's like, I want to defund the police. I want to talk shit about the police, but I need a police escort to, you know, just in case. Get fucked, okay, Maxine Waters? All right, get absolutely fucked. You got Nancy Pelosi on the news today. By the way, it's 4/21/2021. And she's on the news and she's like, thank you, George Floyd, for sacrificing your life for justice. He didn't sacrifice his life. He was breaking the law. He resisted arrest. He was drugged as fuck, and the situation was fucking horrible, and he fucking died. He's not Jesus, okay? He's not Martin Luther King. Can we not? Martin Luther King was shot by a racist person, right? George Floyd is not Martin Luther King. We're not even on the same fucking page, all right? I am not going to take a drug-riddled beast of a man. And he was fighting the cops, and he was resisting the cops, and he was hysterical, and he was high as a kite. That is not Martin Luther King, okay? What happened was horrible. No one is fucking debating that shit. No one is debating that shit. But at the end of the day, this guy's going to get an appeal. His appeal is going to be granted because of dumb shit, because they needed to relocate this trial. They should have moved it out of Minneapolis. It happened in Minneapolis. The jurors knew exactly what the fuck happened. The jurors are scared shitless because they're probably public information. If they said not guilty, or it was a hung jury or something like that, we know what would happen. It sounds fucking, but America would be on fire right now. If Derek Chauvin was acquitted, or it was a hung jury or a mistrial or something like that, the fucking country would be on fire right now. Absolutely on fire right now, which is kind of fucked. It's kind of fucked. But, you know, they got the people, everyone, America got the reaction that they thought they were going to get. And now you're going to see Democrats like Maxine Waters and, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Reverend Al Sharpton utilizing this as a pawn to move up in their own game. If you come out and you say, thank you, George Floyd, for your sacrifice for justice. Everyone's talking now. I'll at least give Maxine Waters fucking, you know, some props for, you know, saying how she thought and how she believed before all this shit popped off. Because once the results came out, then you saw Biden, Kamala, Nancy Pelosi, all these Democrats. This is how it's supposed to be. Yay, we got the right thing. But, you know, don't get pissed off when there's a fucking appeal. There's going to be an appeal and he might get acquitted. You don't know. I mean, there was a lot of information out there that I think the jurors just, you know, blew over because they didn't want to get fucking murdered in the streets for saying not guilty. So this thing should have been fucking moved out of Minneapolis. It wasn't. That's why there's going to be an appeal. Okay. And two, Maxine Waters talking shit and all the people that were surrounding that fucking courthouse, the jurors were fucking terrified. Without a doubt, they were terrified. They didn't want to even risk the possibility of them getting their absolute asses handed to them because of saying not guilty or having a hung jury or something like that. America would be on fire. We all know it would be on fire, and it's fucking horrible. You'd have BLM out there. You'd have Antifa out there. You'd have people that don't even give a shit about Black Lives Mattering who are just going to break into shit and try to get some free Nikes or whatever the fuck. Do you know how many people were probably just sad that they got that he was guilty because they can't have strength in numbers and burn the city to the ground and get free shit? Probably a lot, which is fucking sad. And what does that say about America? Fucking a lot. But I'll tell you one thing. This whole Derek Chauvin thing, it's not about race. Dante Wright, not about race. Not at all. It's just a fucking circumstance. And it happens, but statistically, it doesn't happen as much as you would think. Statistically, it doesn't happen as much as other crimes happen, which is fucking sad. America is not racist. Are there racists in America? Yes, but America is not racist. This America is not that America. Frederick Douglass said this during the Civil War. He was like, the Constitution is a liberty document. It's about liberty of mankind. We're not there yet. Now we're there. It pays attention. It attaches to everyone of white people of color, Black, Asian, woman. The Constitution covers all of us now. It took us a while to get there, but it is. And it's better to be Black in America than Black in any other country in the world. No one's going to be able to argue that shit with me because it's the equality here is where it needs to be. This is a melting pot. This is how it works, okay? You're going to have a one-to-mind ethic if you go to, like, the African countries. They're all African, okay? You go to Asia, they're all Asian. Here, you have everyone, white, Black, people of color, Hispanic, Asian. We're the melting pot. We integrate. We marry. It's going to look like we're leaning to more or less one side. It'll be like, oh, we're favoring white males. Oh, we're favoring women now. Oh, the Me Too movement. Let's put emphasis on that. Oh, don't pay attention to the Me Too movement if it's, you know, Joe Biden being attacked by, you know, women saying that he assaulted them. Or Andrew Cuomo, who's a Democrat also, who's got, like, I don't know, 10 women saying that he assaulted them. Don't pay attention. Me Too doesn't apply to Democrats. And honestly, the way that the media was covering everything, I think they wanted not guilty or him to be acquitted. So they could up their numbers. Mr. A says, I'm going to get me some free shit if the peaceful protests start up again. Yeah, peaceful, right. Mostly peaceful protests as the fucking buildings are crashing down around you. It's ridiculous. And I made a post yesterday on the Gray Area Facebook page. I said, all right, he's guilty, right? Justice is served, right? There's not going to be any riots or arson, right? It's going to be peace in the streets, right? And so far, nothing happened. But if justice did its thing, if justice worked, right, then we have nothing to worry about. But I have a feeling in my head that justice was not served yesterday because I think they were intimidated. They were scared. They didn't say what they wanted to say because they were fucking absolutely terrified of what the repercussions to their family, to themselves, to their home. I don't know. And it's all the fucking media's fault. The media spins the shit out of control. Out of absolute fucking control. And it tells the people what they want them to know. No one talked about Derek Chauvin and the George Floyd thing. No one wanted to talk about the hysteria or the drug-fueled rage or his history or what happened before Derek Chauvin even showed up for that 1 hour. And then it comes to find out that he wasn't asphyxiated. He wasn't on his carotid artery. He didn't kneel on his neck. These are all things to take into account. But, you know, the prosecution has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that, you know, Derek Chauvin is directly correlated to George Floyd's death. And I think that could be proven. I think so, personally. It could be proven. But is it murder? No. Absolutely not. There's too many fucking variables out there that make me think that there's no fucking way that it's murder. Manslaughter, negligence, you know, recklessness, yeah, doing shit the wrong way. El Gato, what's up? What's up? Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. What's up, Lindsay? What's up, El Gato? What's up? Oh, it's Homeboy. Man, this guy's all over the place. You got like 8 different names, Homeboy. It's all good, though. Malcolm X. Yes, I'm going to talk about Malcolm X now. Malcolm X warned us more than 50 years ago, and he said the media is the most powerful entity on Earth. The media is the most powerful entity on Earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent. And that's power, because they control the minds of the masses. The press is so powerful in its image-making role, it can make a criminal look like he's the victim and make the victim look like he's a criminal. If you aren't careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. And yeah, Derek Chauvin is absolutely guilty. Yep, I agree. Without a doubt. What happened was absolutely fucked up. Was it murder? No. Was it first-degree murder? No. Was it second-degree murder? No. Was what he did absolutely wrong? Yeah, but did anybody want to take into account the history of and what was happening the hour before those 9 minutes and 40-some seconds? So, like I said before you got here, he's got to get an appeal. There's going to be a retrial. We'll see what the fuck happens. And then we're all going to be on edge again, and hopefully the fucking world will not burn again. So, we'll see. You're going to see a lot of people like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and Maxine Waters travel and BLM traveling the fucking world. Like, we made justice and now we got to do it for Breonna Taylor, who was a fucked up situation, and Dante Wright and Jacob Blake and blah, blah, blah. Do you care about him? I don't care about Derek Chauvin at all. No, I don't. I care about justice. I care about liberty. And I think the jury was scared shitless of what could have happened if they said, you know, not guilty or not guilty on this count, or it was a hung jury on something. I just think they weren't sequestered. They weren't separated. They saw the news. They knew what was going on. They knew that they were fucking surrounded. There was no bravery on the side of the jury. Was he guilty of manslaughter? Possibly. Like I said, I think recklessness, fucking, not insubordination, negligence, yeah, stuff like that, but murder, no. Manslaughter, yes. Murder, no. It all depends. I don't know. It's complicated. It's definitely fucking complicated, but I think the media and the actual severity of the situation that's been, you know, brewing for about a year, that definitely got on the jury. Absolutely 100%. You can't tell me that the jury was sitting there like, all right, I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to do it. Nothing else is going to influence my decision but the case. What did the autopsy said? It said homicide. It did not say homicide. I don't think it said homicide. There was people looking at, he was on fentanyl, three times the amount of fentanyl that, you know, could kill like a fucking elephant or some shit. I'd have to see the actual autopsy report, but they brought the coroner in there and he said it wasn't, they said it wasn't asphyxiation. They said it wasn't lack of oxygen to the brain. It wasn't anything like that. This man was on drugs. He already had a 75% blockage in his artery. I don't know what artery. They said his artery. And yeah, I'm sure they called it homicide right when he showed up. I don't know, maybe at the end. I'm sure this guy had like three different autopsies. We'll see. I'm just saying, beyond a reasonable doubt. And we all saw that we all saw the videotape. There was no, he didn't intentionally kill somebody. Well, obviously that's what third degree murder means. You kill someone while committing a felony. You kill someone while committing a felony unintentionally, something like that. I think that's what that first charge was. So sentencing's in 8 weeks. We'll see how that goes. There's going to be an appeal for sure. And we'll see how that turns out. Yeah, I get it. And anybody that comes out there with common sense, like me, I'm trying to talk about like justice. I'm not talking about color lines. I'm not talking about Chauvin. I'm not talking about George Floyd. You know, I'm just trying to find the fucking facts, right? And I think the media and what's happened the past year and the fact that this trial wasn't taken out of Minneapolis played a huge role in what the jury decided to do and how they decided to go. Yeah. You know? It is what it is. People are gonna judge no matter what, and I get it. But I think we need to jump off the racism train of this whole thing because I don't think it was that. I don't think it was that at all. There's not a racism problem in America, not to the extent that people make it out to be. Yeah, this America is not that America anymore. Not like it was. We must reject the idea that every time a law is broken, society is guilty rather than the lawbreaker. We need to stop doing that shit, okay? It's time to restore the American perception that each individual is accountable for his actions. Everyone's like, oh, look what the cop did. Yeah, but what led up to that? What happened before that? Don't we want to know what the fuck? Oh, it's not like a fucking it's not like cops just show up and be like, ah, shoot him. Black guy, no. Black woman, walking while black, no. This isn't pre-civil rights, okay? This isn't the Civil War. We fought all that shit. Everyone was, oh, America's systematically racism. Oh, yeah, was it only African-Americans that fought in the Civil War? Was it only African-Americans that marched with Martin Luther King? That were you know, allies to Frederick Douglass? Rosa Parks? Yeah, it's just fucked up. Can we just pay attention to the laws that are being broken by the individual instead of how the cops react to it? They're reacting to someone breaking the law. They're reacting to a warrant. They're reacting to resisting arrest. They're reacting to that situation. Do the right fucking thing. Don't break the law. And if you do break the law, don't fight the cops in the street. Don't resist arrest. Just do what the fuck they say. And then, you know, fight them in court if there's a problem. Something's fucking wrong here. Everyone's like, oh, you know, Black Lives Matter. And they do. No one's arguing with the fucking message of BLM. But those people behind it, they could, you know, get fucked. Seriously. A Marxist, they're all Marxists, first of all. That's documented. They already admit this shit. They're against free trade. They're against liberty and freedom. They want everyone to spread the wealth, so to speak. This Marxist BLM founder, right? She, I forgot what her name is. Patrice Cullors, I think is her name. And she bought like four fucking houses. Where are you getting this money from? Elgato says, and what should the cops do? It depends. It depends on the situation. Does he have a knife? Does he have a gun? Is he unarmed? Is he underage? Is he resisting arrest? Is she resisting arrest? It depends. Are they running? It doesn't even matter if the color, right? If I'm resisting arrest and I escape custody, right? And I'm unarmed. Should they shoot me? No. No, they should not shoot me. They should not shoot me at all, okay? They could tase me. I understand that. Like the Kim Potter shit. She's like, taser, taser, taser. She had the fucking body cam. There's no fucking way that that was intentional. You have people out there like poking the fucking bear, and then she, and they're just saying, oh, she knew what she grabbed was her gun. She knew. First of all, coming from a combat vet, right? The situation is sometimes so fucked up. Was a knee on the neck for 9 minutes the right thing? It was not on his neck. That was documented. That was in the trial and everything. It was actually on his upper shoulder. And what did the guy say? Fuck. He said, even if they were on his neck, there's another artery on the other side that could supply the brain with enough oxygen, so it should be fine. It wasn't asphyxiation. It wasn't lack of blood to the brain. It looked fucking horrible, and I think it's bad, and I think it's really fucking bad. And I'm not saying what Chauvin did was right, but for a $20 bill, a fake $20 bill. Is it now go the other way. If you're getting arrested for some bullshit, like a fake $20 bill, why would you fucking fight the cops on that? Right? They put him in the car. He didn't want to be in the car. He's claustrophobic. Okay? He was saying he couldn't breathe while he was standing up. They put him on the ground. It's all crazy, crazy, crazy shit. Okay? I am not a lawyer. I paid attention to the whole fucking thing. I have my own opinion. Do I think he should have died? No. Do I think that Derek Chauvin should walk? Absolutely fucking not. Do I think it was murder? No. I just think the jury was scared shitless. Absolutely 100%, without a doubt, scared shitless. Meanwhile, you got people that are behind the movement that are like nationwide, like BLM. They're buying fucking mansions all over the place from money that is donated. And then they're asked about it and they're like, oh, I got to take care of my family. My money's for my family. Oh, really? So that's what, you know, that's what capitalism, that's how capitalism works. That's how the free market works. You have four fucking houses, 1.4 million, 415,000, 590,000, 510,000 dollar houses. And you're against capitalism and the free market, and you're against liberty and freedom, and you think America's systematically racist, and you're buying houses in white neighborhoods, and you're saying that's for your family? It's really the American dream, is it? Isn't it? But if America is fucking systematically racist, that shouldn't be fucking happening. You're not allowed to buy houses in white neighborhoods. You're a person of color. No one says that shit anymore. This isn't 1954. Okay? So you got these fucking hypocrites that are leaders of BLM that are using the message of BLM to get money and take from the people that are supporting the message, and they're using it to buy houses for themselves and their family. Yeah, get fucked. That's fucked up. I don't know. Yeah. And you got the whole COVID shit hasn't gone away because you don't want to let a good crisis go to waste. No one wants to let a good crisis go to waste. Rahm Emanuel said that. That was fucking Obama's right-hand man. And what's happened? Do people have the right to be racist? No one has the right to be racist. You're not born racist. You learn that shit. Someone says, Elgato said, do people have the right to be racist? You have the right to say whatever the fuck you want. It doesn't mean you're not going to get your fucking ass handed to you for being a fucking idiot. You can't say, like, to me, you can't be derogatory towards Jews. I'm going to knock you the fuck out. Okay? And you can't say be derogatory to a person of color with me standing there, because I'm probably going to knock you the fuck out. I am going to defend everybody. I am friends all over the place. People of color, the army, my best friend's fucking Filipino and a black guy. And I have white friends too. Oh, do you favor your white friends when you go out to fancy places, and when you want to play basketball, you call your black friends? No, but when I play basketball, I'm calling my black friends first. Why? Because they're fucking better at it. This affirmative action shit. We're like, oh, you know, as United Airlines, we feel that there should be 50% of our pilots should be a woman or a person of color. Hey, United, how about if they could actually fly the fucking plane? Here's a qualification question. Can you land a plane? No. Oh, but you're black, so bring her on board because she's a black lesbian So we got to hire her to be a pilot. When did the shit that I'm completely against, race, religion, gender, and sexual preference, decisions in life should not be made on race, religion, gender, or sexual preference, right? But now everything on the planet, these major corporations, Major League Baseball, Georgia, politics, United Airlines, race, religion, gender, and sexual preference are the main variables as to the value of a human being. Yeah, get fucked. Let's see. Elgato says, because Mr. A knows that there was a racist show on the other day on Podbean. There was a racist show on Podbean? What did they say? Were they dropping N-bombs and the bad derogatory words or something? Eric says, we're seeing what the pussification of America looks like. Eric, you can't say that because women have vaginas now. Or penises. Some women have penises now, apparently. This is a thing. Okay? Pay no attention to the biological makeup of everything. If you're a parent and your child is two and they can't even form full sentences and you believe that your biologically female daughter is an actual boy, you could put her in gender reassignment surgeries and put them on hormone blockers before they're old enough to make up their fucking minds. Hey, parents, I got an idea. Leave your fucking kids alone until they're old enough to make the decision for themselves and then let them make the decisions for themselves. You, as a parent, don't get to be like, you know what? I don't want to mark the male or female box because I don't know what they've decided yet. Okay, dumb fuck. Just, it's a boy. Is that a dick? Is your boy, is that a dick right there? That's penis? Okay, yeah, it's a male. All right? Let the motherfucker grow up to make the decision for himself and we'll figure it out. All right. And we still got this whole fucking COVID shit. I got on a fucking tangent. Yeah. Apparently there was a racist podcast on Podbean that I missed. And Eric says, I'm just telling a fact. Like a lady that Sean Hannity used to have on his radio show who says it's best. Political correctness shouldn't be. Political correctness should be thrown in the garbage where it belongs. And it should. Political correctness is fucking stupid. Okay? I will call you a he or a she. I'm not calling you a they. I'm not calling you a they or a them if you're a singular person, because they or them applies to multiple people. You, as a singular human being, can't be a they. Okay? You're a he or a her, all right? And if you come at me and be like, oh, if I look at you and I see male and I say he or him and you correct me to her or she, that's fine. I will fix that in my own brain to respect your pronouns. But you gotta tell me your fucking pronouns. I can't know your pronouns before you tell me your pronouns. If you're sitting there with a fucking beard and a skirt on, I'm going to assume you're Scottish and I'm just going to say he. But when you come at me and say, oh no, it's her or she, it's ma'am. I'll be like, fine. All right. Okay, mom, ma'am, man, whatever the fuck you want to be called. So be careful. They were saying that Derek Chauvin wasn't guilty of murder either. Oh, well, it's murder. I mean, you got people like Maxine Waters coming out there and calling it first degree murder, which would mean the intent had to be there to kill this man. The intent was not there. You'd have to prove the intent. When you have politicians coming out here and saying that Derek Chauvin is guilty of first degree murder while the jury is in deliberation and they're not even sequestered yet, and sequestered means isolated, then there's a problem. Oh, third degree. Yes. When you're saying that Derek Chauvin is guilty. No. Maxine Waters said that Derek Chauvin, in her opinion, was guilty of first degree murder. He was convicted on third degree murder. Yeah. But when she's coming out and she's stating this absolute fucking bullshit on a charge that isn't even part of the case, that that could influence the fucking jury if they were sequestered or not. We don't even know if the jury was separated or not, or sequestered from the outside world. And because they weren't sequestered, I think it's public knowledge who was on this jury. And if it got out there that they said not guilty, or it was a hung jury, and it was a hung jury based on juror number fucking five, juror number fucking five is going to die or get his ass beat, because the justice system doesn't work like that anymore. The justice system applies to who you know. If you're a Democrat, you're good. If you're a Republican, you're fucked. You're absolutely fucked. If cancel culture comes after you and then you try to do the right thing, even though you didn't do anything fucking wrong in the first place, and you apologize for them assuming that you are a racist or did something racist or subconsciously, then you are going to get, you know, canceled. And then when you apologize, they're going to actually, they're going to cut your fucking head off. What's up, Elgato?
What's up, man? I don't want to argue with you. I've always liked you, DeGray. But yeah. I gotta ask you a couple questions, bro.
Okay.
Okay. First off, we all saw the video.
Can you get closer to your microphone, or are you, or is it like in your dick? Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna scream. No. We all saw the video.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Oh, you're talking about the Derek Chauvin, George Floyd from last year. Yeah.
How many police officers were there?
There's like four off the top of my head. Four or five.
Okay, four or five. Okay. So why in the fuck could not four or five motherfuckers just arrest and handcuff the motherfucker? Why
he was handcuffed.
Okay, why didn't they just throw him in the cop car?
He was put in the cop car first, and then he said he was claustrophobic, so they took him out of the cop car. This is the before then.
This is a lot of excuses, man. Listen, man.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying what happened.
Listen, the guy. The fact of the matter is that the guy died right there and then.
Yeah, okay? It's horrible.
He didn't absolutely die horrible. Because you people see, people are trying to make a scene that he would have died the next day. Fucking
what?
He was a weak guy or whatever. First of all, they're saying
he wasn't weak. He was 240 pounds and he was like 6'4".
And he was superhuman strength. This is what they're trying to say. Oh, he was such a strong guy that we're afraid that he was going to break loose and do some damage. What is it? Is he a super strong guy?
I don't think he would have done any damage. He wasn't swinging on the cops. He wasn't.
Okay,
he was resisting arrest, but he wasn't like fighting.
But what I'm saying is that it's a contradictory statement. Is he a strong guy or is he fucking so weak that he's going to drop dead the next day anyways? Is what I'm saying.
Mm.
It's a contradictory statement. And listen,
mm-hmm.
This fucking guy, no matter what, his actions caused that death.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't care what anybody says. If you would have got off of him and they would have taken him, fuck if he's claustrophobic. Who gives a fuck? Throw him in the cop car, arrest him.
Yeah, they shouldn't have taken him out of the car. They should have left him in the car. Absolutely 100%.
Take him to jail.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then they couldn't. And then they were saying that they couldn't get the EMS or the paramedics there because of the scene was hostile. Like people were videoing.
There's consequences for actions in this world.
They should have left him in the car. I think they should have left him in the car.
Everything is consequences for your actions. The consequence for them getting on him is his death. Now, the action was they're restricting his air passage somehow, somewhat. Okay? Or they're just like putting so much fucking pressure on the guy that he fucking died. He died. It's not like he didn't die. He fucking died. So, and supposedly he was a strong guy.
Yeah.
So they killed a strong guy. So, that's the thing. So you could have, he could have, what I'm saying is that Derek Chauvin, who honestly is looking in the fucking camera like a psychopath, bro, and he has fucking priors about doing this shit. Listen, man, I'm sure Derek Chauvin could give a fuck about you, the gray area. I'm sure he would have done it to you too, bro. So why do you give a fuck about this psychopath? Did you see him in the courtroom?
Well, if he did it to me, that wouldn't make it racist, then, would it?
Racist or not, he's not a guy that you want to fuck with.
I'm not defending the guy.
Okay, he's not a good cop. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm not saying he is a good cop. He's got lots of prior. What are they called?
Yeah, but people want to see him get off.
Oh,
all this shit.
No, he's guilty. He's guilty. I just don't know about the murder charge.
There's consequences for this guy's action, and he's going to have the consequences come soon. He can appeal it and all that shit.
Oh, it's going to happen.
You know, my parents, my aunt and uncle always told me all my life when I was a kid, there's consequences for your actions. And this is the consequence, bro. So all the people that say, oh, this is bullshit and all this shit, man, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I'll say this. I really think that guy's not a good guy, man.
Yeah, I think his wife saw what happened and she divorced his ass like right away.
Yeah.
He has not been in jail this whole time. He went in jail his first day in jail was yesterday.
Oh no shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I thought he was in jail this whole fucking time. I don't know, he's on bail or house arrest or some shit.
Oh damn. Well now he's gonna be in jail and now we'll see what happens, you know.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I think he's a tough dude. Like he looks like it. When he's looking in the camera, what he's basically doing is...
Like a sociopath? yeah.
Like, he's basically going, yeah, I know you're filming me, and I don't give two shits.
Yeah, but they all had body cams on. They should have just done it the right way. But
Here's the thing. He gets off, and the cops are like, you know, we can do whatever the fuck we want now, bro.
Right.
To be honest with you. You need to rewrite that whole police thing. Did you know? And I hope you're into conspiracy theories. Did you know the police system? And I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard from a conspiracy theorist was taken from the Nazis.
There were cops before the Nazis, man.
No, I know, but when they rewrote it, and a German guy came over, you got to listen to a show. Man, it's a podcast.
It was changed based on like Gestapo tactics and stuff.
Yes. Not just for black people, not just for Mexicans or whatever, just in general, like fucking, you know, the Monopoly guy where he's dragging a criminal away and he has the billy club. That's what they wanted to do. Because before that, they didn't really do that. And after that, it was like, yeah, let's beat the fuck out of them and drag them to jail. And they always try to hire these 6'4" cops to enforce that kind of shit, you know, back in the days. But guess what? There's jiu-jitsu. There's other ways to subdue people. Okay? Yeah. It can be done. And they need to train these guys and they need to retrain them the right way, man. Because they're supposed to be peace officers to protect and to serve us.
Yeah, 100%. But it doesn't. I mean, there's always going to be those people that have a warrant out for their arrest that you know.
If you try to whoop a cop, of course.
Don't want to get arrested, or you know, they're going to resist arrest anyway.
No, of course. If you try to whoop a cop's ass, they're going to whoop your ass. I'm not saying that. Oh, you shouldn't. They shouldn't whoop your ass because of that. I'm saying that. Their job is to protect and to serve. They're supposed to be peace officers.
Right.
They should have the best training. No excuses anymore.
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that he was like a 19-year police officer. Yeah. And I think once you get to that point, you just don't give a fuck anymore.
Okay.
I understand. So, I kind of understand that mentality. But once you get to that mentality, you should just fucking stop doing what you're doing. There's a line where police officers are proud of what they do and they're excited about what they do and they're happy to help. And then you cross like a fucking line. Like, I don't know. You have too many, you know, people going against you or writing up, what are those called? You have a problem with the cop. Like you put in a, complaint. Like you have too many complaints against you, or there was a shooting and you had to shoot a kid, or something fucked up where it just messes with your mind. I think he got to the point where he crossed that line, and he just didn't give a fuck anymore.
Well, listen, man, I respect police officers. It's a hard job, and they do, you know, they do a service for the community. Yes, they're a helper of the community, of course, but that doesn't give you the right to think you're untouchable either. And that you shouldn't follow the laws yourself.
Oh, I agree 100%. But that's this is statistically, it's a rare thing. The shit that everyone's seeing.
Right.
It's a rare thing, but based on what you see on the news, it makes it seem like it's every fucking day that it's always white on black, or white on person of color. And it looks fucked up.
Okay, let me give you an example. Okay. All of us on Podbean, right?
Okay.
Right? We're all good, we're all cool people.
Yeah.
But then one Podbean guy, right? Or like, let's say three Podbean guys say, "Now fuck this shit. This guy was talking shit." He finds out where another Podbeaner lives and kills him. Three dudes do that to three other dudes.
Okay.
Are you going to say, "Well, it was only three of us. I mean, the rest of us are good"? No, bro, that shouldn't happen at all.
No, it shouldn't happen at all, but I'm not responsible for the actions of others.
Right. But it shouldn't happen at all. What it is trying to excuse the three. Yeah, well, it only happened three times. No, fuck that. It should happen zero times.
Okay. Yeah.
You understand?
Stuff like that should never happen, but there's always going to be people that get like butthurt and they have to get their ego back and their pride and shit like that, which is sad as fuck. But, you know, there's always going to be people out there that want to be complete assholes.
Yeah, keep doing your show. Keep doing your thing. I just wanted to chime in.
All right. I don't want you to think that I'm over here with a white hood on before my Ku Klux Klan meeting.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Everybody has everybody has their entitled to their opinion. All right, man.
All right, man. Have a good one. All right, bye. Eric says, manslaughter, yes. Murder seemed like a bit too much. Yeah. I mean, murder. But murder in the third degree, based on what they said, unintentionally killing a man while committing a felony. I don't know what the felony was that he was committing at the time, but whatever. And like, I went off on a tangent because I was talking about the whole COVID thing. And by the way, I had COVID, right? And like I said in my previous podcast, it sucks. Because you have like these jobs and these corporations and these businesses, and they're like, Mr. A says, gangbangers shouldn't kill each other either. But how much are we fighting to fix that? We're not fighting. Because like when they kill each other, we're like, meh. We just sort of look at it like, eh, yeah. Might want to move off that street if you're not a criminal. But if, socioeconomic standings, and this is the only place I could afford in the city, and I have to live in the city to get my blah, 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 because I have to vote Democrat to get my welfare and my food stamps and blah, blah, blah. Whether you're white, rural Virginia, a person of color, black, it doesn't matter. People are fucking struggling. It's sad. We didn't mean those lives, silly. We didn't mean those lives. Oh, yeah, yeah. Mr. A says we didn't mean those lives. Black lives matter, but not if they're killing each other, which is fucked. Which is absolutely fucked. Let's pay attention to the least statistical variable of the very few times nationally that a white cop goes at a person of color. Yeah. I mean, statistically, there's more black-on-black crime, and black people make up 13% of the population. Statistically, there's more black-on-Asian crime, and black people only make up 13% of the population. Statistically, there's more of that than there is of white cops going after black people. So, unfortunately, I don't know if this is systematic or not. If people of color commit more crime, statistically, when cops do arrive and there's fight back and there's blowback, how are they supposed to fucking respond? Lots of people wanted to defund the police and say that they shouldn't be armed. They shouldn't be armed for traffic stops. Lots of shit happens in traffic stops. You got an unarmed police officer pulling somebody over for a fucking broken taillight, and they walk up and the guy thinks that he's in trouble or there's a warrant out for his arrest, and he knows that, but the cop doesn't know that yet, and all of a sudden the cop's fucking shot and he can't even defend himself. Right? Or you're thinking about fucking taking away the Second Amendment because of all these mass shootings and you can't have assault rifles? Hey, dickheads, listen up. Newsflash, motherfuckers. These mass shootings that are happening, it's not from fucking automatic weapons. They're all semi-automatics. All of them. pretty much all of them semi-automatics, right? So you're sitting in there and you're like, oh, all weapons should be taken off the street. You think criminals are going to be like, hey, Chad, we can't do armed robbery anymore. We got to turn on our weapons. Why? Because there's no Second Amendment anymore. Oh, okay. No, that's fucking stupid. It's like if I got a DUI, right? If I got a DUI and I hit some fucking stranger on the street, that's like the cops going to your house and taking your license away. And you have a clean fucking driving record. That's fucking stupid. Right? Or you got a wolf, and a wolf attacks the sheep, and the sheep fucking dies. So the shepherd's like, okay, this is what we got to do. It was the teeth of the wolf that killed the sheep. So we need to take all the teeth out of the sheep. No, you fucking morons. Stop doing that. Take all the cars away. Yeah, just take all the cars away. We'll just do public transportation all the time, because that won't piss people off. Especially during a fucking pandemic. You got to socially distance before you get in the bus. But when you get on the bus, you're all going to be nuts to butts. And you're going to be like fucking rubbing shoulders and all that shit. And the government still hasn't given up. What's up, Mojo? The government still hasn't given up on this whole COVID-19 thing. The states aren't open. You'll notice that all the states that are still have some sort of mandate or lockdown, they're all fucking blue states. The government does not want to give the people back the power. The government doesn't want to give the people back their freedoms. They want to control us. They want to keep small businesses down while Target and Walmart and Sam's Club and United and Amazon, and they grow and they grow and they grow. And meanwhile, all the mom and pop shops are fucked. But don't worry, they're going to open up again. But what does that mean? When they open up again, who's going to be able to pay employees $15 an hour, which is the federal wage? The big corporations, mom and pop shops aren't going to be able to afford $15 an hour for their fucking employees, and that's fucked up. But the big corporations are going to be able to do it. So mom and pops die during this COVID shit, and then when we open back up, mom and pops are fucking dead. And why is $15 a federal minimum wage? That's fucking stupid, all right? The cost of living in fucking Kentucky or Georgia or Tennessee is different than New York, Illinois, and California. New York, Illinois, and California, could they afford $15 an hour minimum? Yeah, they probably could do that. But $15 an hour minimum in fucking Alabama? Why? Why? It shouldn't be a federal minimum wage. It should be a fucking state-regulated thing. And this is what I'm talking about, government overreach. This is why I'm fucking conservative. This is it. People who haven't been sick all year are willing to get sick from a shot to feel protected from something that hasn't even made them sick all year. You got these dumb fuck idiots like, ew, look at me. I got my COVID vaccination shot. Get fucked, moron. And you're putting all your personal information up on your fucking Facebook page thinking that you're progressive and you're doing the right thing. You're a fucking moron. Mojo says it's a $15 by 2025. So it's just a gradual increase. $15 by 2025. Well, what is it now? I think Indiana is like $7.50 minimum wage. You get paid for what you're worth. Okay? You get paid for what you're worth. What happens to the middle class, even if it's a gradual increase? Does the gradual increase apply to the middle class also? Or are we just going to get fucked with higher costs of living while getting paid the same amount all the time? You're upping federal wage to, it's $8.75 in Ohio, Mr. A says. So you're giving $15 by 2025. Okay, that's four fucking years, right? You're giving $15 minimum wage federally. But what happens to the middle class? The cost of living is going to go up. These people that make minimum wage, they live with their fucking parents. You are worth the work you put in. Everybody else isn't going to see a pay increase over the next 4 years. And that's fucked up. We are going to get our asses taxed to shit because of Joe Biden, this Green New Deal thing with AOC. Okay? She's a bartender, and now she wants to regulate the Green New Deal and climate change. Like I've said about climate change, am I denying it? No. Do I think it's possibly natural? Yes. You have ice ages and you have Jurassic periods and you have fluctuations in Earth all the fucking time. Do I feel like America? Do I feel like the human race has definitely added stress to the climate of the world? Yeah, I do. Do I think joining a Paris treaty or an accord is going to change everything for the better? Absolutely fucking not. Because you know who's not going to join? Pakistan, India, the industrial fucking countries of Africa, China. They don't give a fuck about the goddamn smog. You think they're going to join the peace treaty or this climate deal or climate treaty in Paris? They're not going to join it. And guess what? Just in case you didn't know it, the Earth is a fucking globe. That means it's a circle, right? Which means it fucking rotates. And when it rotates, all the shit that's going on in Africa, Pakistan, India, and China, all that smog and all that bullshit in their atmosphere, it's going to end up over fucking Chicago in a day or two. It's fucked up. Mr. A says, minimum wage jobs aren't for you to make a career out of it. If you want to make more money, learn to trade and move up and become a manager and so on. Yes. Like when you come out of high school, learn a trade, start from the bottom, work your way up. Go to college, get an education, and then go into the field. Join the fucking military if you want. Right? Do one of those things. You can't live off of minimum wage. Minimum wage is a stepping stone to get to where you need to be. That's all. That's all. I mean, that's how I feel about it. And that's just how it is. That's just how it fucking is. But you have dumb shits like, we're going to get taxed more. So shit like New York. And this is what New York's doing, by the way. Okay. New York, to make one-time payments to undocumented immigrants, which is illegal aliens, by the way. Now that we have a Democratic president and the media loves Democrats, this is how you don't say illegal aliens anymore. You say undocumented immigrants. Okay, whatever. So New York is to make one-time payments to undocumented immigrants for $15,600. New York sets up $2.1 billion fund for undocumented workers. And where the fuck do you think they're getting that money from? They're getting it from taxes. And where else? That COVID relief bill that we just passed, right? Where they bailed out Illinois, New York, California. The Pelosi payout. All that money, all that tax money that we're going to have to pay back, that the working men and women are going to have to pay back over the next 10 years. $15,000, $15,600 to undocumented immigrants in New York. Yeah, what the absolute fuck. And if you took that $1,400, even though you didn't have a fucking choice, because it just showed up, no one asked me if I wanted $1,400, because technically I was an essential worker, I was still working. And what's up, boat? And I didn't want the $1,400, but because it's automatic and went into my thing because I'm a taxpayer, I'm going to be paying back over $10,000 for the next fucking 10 years. You give me $1,400 and now you're going to tax me more for the next 10 years? Thanks, Joe Biden, you fucking bitch. Nobody likes that shit. I didn't ask for that. Okay? And now you're going to tax me more to pay the people that don't want to get off their ass and have a fucking job? That's that's fucking ridiculous. I earned my spot. I earned my way up the chain. I don't make my living off of doing podcasts and writing fucking books. Although I would love to do that. I'd love to get there eventually. That would be my goal. I'm not going to be a millionaire off of Podbean points or little fucking golden jelly beans. It's not going to happen, right? If I do, like my job now, I have gotten to the point where I have gotten so good at it. If I do a job in 30 minutes, it's because I spent 10 years learning how to do that job in 30 minutes. You owe me for the years, not the fucking minutes. It's a trade. That's how trades work, I think. Eric says, the gray area, they raise taxes so they can spend it on their pork projects. They don't have a clue about balancing the budget. No one has a fucking clue about balancing. If you're a Republican, you fuck it up. If you're a Democrat, you fuck it up. If you have a surplus and then you lose the surplus, you're fucking it up. Oh, Joe Biden's going to take all the fucking credit for this uptick in the stock market and the jobs. Even you're going to see jobs fail badly the next 2 years. It's going to be very bad. businesses and corporations are going to fucking leave. That's why you see all these companies just sucking the Biden administration's dick, like Amazon, because they don't want to get fucking taxed. They don't want all these taxes to fucking go up because they'll have to fucking move. And you're going to see car companies fucking move, and nobody wants to be here anymore because there's no incentives in it for the American worker, because they have to pay them fucking, I don't know, $15 an hour. But why would we pay them $15 an hour in 4 years when we could just, you know, send it to fucking Indonesia and pay them by the penny? Yeah. It's fucked up. It's ridiculous. And it's sad. We went from fucking wash your hands, don't touch your face, to if you don't take the vaccine, you'll lose your job and you won't be able to travel in less than a year. That's what happens when millions of people blindly eat fucking state propaganda. It's a shit show. You're going to see vaccination passports, and you can't travel in the United States unless you have the vaccine. But voter ID is a bad idea. Yeah, get fucked, Georgia. Seriously, you know better. I'm happy with that voter law in Georgia. I love that shit. And then the MLB gets all fucking butthurt, so they listen to fucking Biden. This is where politics plays into fucking pop culture. So the MLB takes the All-Star game out of Georgia, out of Cobb County, where the majority of the population is African-American, by the way. And they're taking $100 million in revenue out of Georgia. And they gave it to fucking Colorado, who's got the same fucking voting laws. And the majority of that population's white. Yeah, way to go, fucking MLB. Way to fight for the cause, you fucking idiots. That doesn't make any fucking sense. MLB needs to shut the fuck up. Lobbyists and donors are good at filling the politicians' coffers. That's true. That's true. You don't see a politician join Congress or the Senate, you know, richer than when they get out. It's always when they get out of Congress or while they're in it that they make so much more money. Pelosi, the Obamas, the fucking Clintons. Like, Trump came in and he was already a fucking billionaire. He ended up losing money. But look at the worth of, like, the Obamas before the presidency, or Pelosi before she was Speaker of the House, or Schumer before he was, you know, a senator or shit like that. If you look at the politicians before they entered versus, like, after, you'll notice that they're bought and paid for. They're fucking sellouts. They sell out their vote. They give it away. They'll do whatever the fuck you want as long as you pay them enough. You think Obama's doing speeches because he wants to? You think the Clintons are doing speeches because they want to? No. Their voice still matters. To the fucking ignorant, by the way. Eric says, I live in Georgia. I see that new law is perfectly constitutional. And it is. Voter ID makes sense. If you live in the state that you want to vote in, you have to prove that you live there. And that's just to prove that they can't cheat again if they cheated originally. But everybody fucking knows that this coronavirus shit was a giant fucking shady veil over these absentee ballots that just came in by the fucking hundreds of thousands. I don't believe for a fucking second, okay, that Warnock and Ossoff won legitimately. And I don't believe that fucking Joe Biden got more votes than fucking Barack Obama. I don't fucking believe any of that shit. Absolutely not. And yeah, don't forget Mad Maxine Waters. Yeah, she's been around for a while. And she's detrimental to society. Oh, I had a cough. My God. Eric says, Trump used to be the donor and they were best friends. He ran for president. They decided they didn't like him anymore. Trump exposed fellow donors and lobbyists and politicians with their britches down. He did. He absolutely did. That's the whole drain the swamp thing. And now you see all these Democrats like fire drilling and getting as much shit as they possibly can get done in the House and the Senate as fast as fucking possible. Because it's been 100 days and he killed the Keystone Pipeline. He's killing American jobs. He's making trade deals with fucking Iran. He's trying to pull out of Afghanistan. You know what the best thing is for Iran? Is if America pulls out of Afghanistan. It has nothing to do with our fucking troops. I don't give a shit what he says. And what the he's going to make the same fucking mistake that Obama made. And when when Obama pulled out of Iraq, what happened? ISIS. Who stopped ISIS? Trump. So now we're going to take everybody out of Afghanistan. And Iran, by the way, Afghanistan is to the east of Iran. It's the bordering country. So America's like right fucking there. So if we leave Afghanistan, that leaves Iran open to do whatever the fuck they want. And Biden's trying to be fucking buddy-buddy and friends with them again. Trump just made three fucking Middle East deals with nations in the Middle East because they are scared of Iran. And Iran isn't going to do shit while we're in Afghanistan. But when we leave, if we have Iran as an ally because Joe Biden's a fucking idiot, then I feel bad for Israel and those three peace deals that they made with, I don't know, United Arab Emirates and Turkey and some other one. But it's crazy. We'll see how it turns out. Yep, I got it. All right. Well, what else was I going to say? That's pretty much it. You got China and Russia making deals. They're fucking best friends. Everyone's over here like, oh, George Floyd and Derek Chauvin and fucking, you know, Russia and China, buddy, buddy. And we should be a little bit nervous, I think. We should be slightly nervous about this whole situation that's going on. Because what's happened in 100 days besides, you know, losing jobs and Joe Biden not knowing how to tie his shoes? What's the gas prices in Georgia? What are the gas prices in fucking Ohio? I can tell you in Illinois, it's gone up $1.50. I think we're just over $3 now. It's pretty bad. That's what happens when you're not self-sufficient on your own oil, gas, and chemicals anymore, which is the field that I work in, by the way. It's fucking sad. You got all these freaking sellouts, and Joe Biden's going to say exactly what he needs to say to the people at the time. It's all about unity. Then why are you dividing us, you fucking asshole? We don't need the Republicans to have a bipartisan deal. Yeah, you do. Because if you don't, it's partisan. If you have only, and they're going to kill the filibuster, right? And the filibuster is pretty much they need 10 votes from the opposite side. Or 10 votes over 50 in the Senate to make something not happen. But we'll see how it turns out. Around 250 to 260 a gallon, last I checked in Georgia. Okay, but what was it in November, Eric? What was the gas price in like November? Because 250 to 260, it's not too bad now. But I think before Biden won, I think the gas was at I want to say like 150 something at one point. And I was just like, oh my God, it's like the 90s all over again. I'm so happy. I had no idea. But yeah, that's life. That's how it is. It is. We'll just have to deal with it. It's been 100 days and everyone's like, okay, are we done yet? Even Democrats are like, oh my God, are we done yet? This is even Bill Maurer is like looking at Democrats like, all right, this is ridiculous. Cancel cultures. Fucking ridiculous. We have to be socially acceptable for all this fucking COVID shit and not sending people back to school. And we need to take that on the chin. Because if Republicans are responsible for climate change denial, then we need to be responsible for what's going on with COVID right now. Around $2 a gallon. It gets higher the closer you get to Atlanta. Oh, for sure. What's up, Troncat? How you guys doing? That's pretty much it for me. I got nothing. I mean, I've been talking for an hour and 13 minutes, but I got everything out of the way. I could just go over some notes and we could chit-chat about that if we want. Here we go. Toxic people will make you feel like you are holding a grudge when you are holding a boundary. And I could read that again. Toxic people will make you feel like you are holding a grudge when you are holding a boundary. You're going to have people get on your back and they're going to be like, you can't be like that. Why are you being so mean? Why are you being so rude? I'm not, Karen. Okay. I told you not to do this. I told you this is my line and you keep fucking crossing it. I'm not holding a grudge. I'm telling you that not to do this shit and you keep fucking doing it. I'm not the asshole. You're the asshole. Drawn cat. Yeah, buddy. So it's okay to have boundaries. People are going to hate your boundaries because they can't break down your walls. It's important. It's important to have boundaries. It's important to have walls. You can't just let everybody willy-nilly into your life and trust them and be like, everybody's going to be fine. I trust the human race. No one's bad. People are assholes. People are fucking assholes. They will take advantage of you in a fucking second, and it's bad. Okay? Decaffeinated coffee is like a hooker who only wants to cuddle. This is true. But it costs the same. It costs the same. Decaffeinated coffee is like a hooker who only wants to cuddle. Yeah, but the cost is exactly the same. What is the point of decaffeinated coffee? It's like beer that doesn't have booze in it. Oh, there's no alcohol content in this Heineken. Then I'll have the water then, thank you. What the fuck is the point of that? Oh, it's just a taste. You know, lots of alcoholics that were alcoholics like to drink. No, they shouldn't, because then it's the taste, right? You don't want that shit back. Do you think alcoholics drink for the buzz, or do you think alcoholics drink because they have a fucking dependency issue? They need the beer. I don't want to have a beer if it doesn't have any booze in it. What's the point? Like, I haven't had a beer for over a fucking month. I haven't had any booze for over a month, but that's just where I'm at right now. I don't care what anyone says. Good people do sometimes get tired of being good and ungrateful people. I mean, it's true. You get taken advantage of. You're a good guy. You help people move. You do this for them. They do nothing for you. And they just expect it in the future. And eventually you're just going to be like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm done. I don't give a shit. I'm a good person. Okay. But I'm tired. I'm tired of being good to you if you're an ungrateful fuck. There's no point in me helping you out all the fucking time. Everyone has this. Everybody has this in their fucking circle. That one guy or girl or fucking friend or family member that's always coming to you because you could be depended on. And it's nice. It's nice to feel like, you know, someone needs you. But there's a difference between someone needing you and someone using you over and over and over again because you're a fucking idiot. it takes some time. Because, I mean, they're friends. And you love them and you don't want to hurt their fucking feelings. So you help them out, you help them out, you help them out, you help them out. And eventually you're just like, wait, I am getting taken advantage of. It happens with work too, believe it or not. Like, work will call you to do a job because you're dependable and everybody else is not. Or your manager wants you to do it even though it's their fucking job, but they know you'll do it the right fucking way and they'll get paid for it and they'll get all the clout. I hate that shit. People need to be grateful for the jobs that you do for them. All day. It hurts when you go through something that kills you inside, but you have to act like it doesn't affect you at all. I had that problem when like my dog died, right? So I have all these kids and my kids are like watching my face be like, oh, he's definitely gonna cry now. And there are times I did and there's times I didn't. You know, as a father, as a man, right? The whole fucking masculinity thing. You're allowed to cry. There's nothing wrong with fucking crying, okay? There's not one fucking person that listens to my podcast that has watched the fucking Lion King and thought, you know what? That stampede scene? I'd say it at all. Mufasa dying? Not even a tear. Didn't even choke up. That's the saddest thing in fucking Disney. Pay no attention to the fact that, you know, Simba grows up and he fucks his sister. Don't pay attention to that shit, okay? We don't need that. I'm talking about the Mufasa thing, okay? And that's sad. That's sad shit. I mean, you're allowed to be hurt. Like, stop bottling shit up. I used to do that stuff. I used to be like, oh, I can't do this. I'm a man. I'm a soldier. Blah, blah, blah. It takes a lot for me to break. But, you know, when I break, I break. And there's no point in holding that shit in. It's just going to cause, you know, stress and high blood pressure. And you're going to be like, fuck this. Fuck this. And you're going to jump off a fucking bridge because you can't take that shit anymore. Instead of doing that, how about you just fucking talk to somebody or let it out? Stop acting like it doesn't affect you at all. Because it does. Internally. It's called bottling it up. Everybody's fucking heard that shit. And eventually you're going to fucking take it out on the wrong fucking person or a family member or a friend. And it's not even their fucking fault. It's just the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. There's so many fucking words for all this shit. Why do boys ask, what are you wearing, as if we sit around in sexy lingerie all day? I'm in my penguin onesie. What are you wearing? A girl sent me that. For a lot of people send me random things on a Facebook channel, the gray area to talk about on the podcast. I'm doing that right now. So a girl sent me, why do boys ask what you're wearing? as if we sit around in sexy lingerie all day. I'm in my penguin onesie. What are you wearing? See, does anybody have any of those pajamas with the butt flap things? Because I would totally rock one of those pajamas with the butt flap things. Those butt flap things are cool. And onesies, I can't do onesies, especially if they like enclose around your feet. Like when I had my youngest, I would never get him the onesies that like surround his feet, because heat from your body escapes through the top of your head and the bottom of your feet. Right. So if you encase whatever is a onesie, like in your fucking foot, and it encases that fucking pajama cloth around your foot, you're just binding and shit. I need the freedom. Okay. But the butt flap things, like if you have a onesie that stops at the ankles, I'm cool with that. I'll rock that. But if you can find me like the pajamas with the butt flap, I'm all for that life. I would totally rock the shit out of that all day without a doubt. But ladies, don't you just wear lingerie all day? Like sexy lingerie too. I'm not talking about like granny panties. I mean like the garter belts, right? With the thing that goes from like the panties to the pantyhose and ties those together. And then you got the corset, right? Obviously, that's all women wear, right? Obviously, right? I also saw a thing that women said, if I die and you bury me in a bra, I'm going to haunt you for the rest of your life. I guess women do not want to be buried in bras, which makes sense. I wouldn't want to if I had tits, I guess, because that would be annoying. Do women sleep in bras or are they just sports bras? I have so many questions. I've seen throughout my trials and tribulations of life, I've seen women that just sleep in t-shirts. I've seen women that sleep in sports bras. I haven't seen women sleep in bras, like legit bras with the clasps and everything, like sleeping in. I understand like a nap on the couch, but like sleep overnight. Trying Cat says no bra. Okay, perfect. I get it. Right. So I think that goes for guys too. Don't bury me in boxers. Boxers bind. It's not like I'm going to be moving anyway. Boxer briefs are okay, I guess. Definitely not briefs. Just, you know, yeah, nothing. Just raw dogging it down there. Yeah, just bury me without any underwear on. I'll be fine with that. I'll be fine. Okay, another mom sent me this. Boy mom. A friend asks me what it was like to live in a house full of boys. So I peed on her bathroom floor, ate everything in her fridge, told her 800 stories about Fortnite, farted 20 times, and she was ready to kill me. I gave her a hug and told her she was pretty. That's the life of a boy mom. Is that it? Is that accurate? Yeah. Troncat says it won't matter at that point. Yeah, no boxers, no underwear, no bras. Just, you know what? Just bury me in a big-ass t-shirt. I'll be fine with this. Or, you know, just bury me in basketball shorts. I'll be fine with basketball shorts. A shark in a fish tank will grow 8 inches, but in the ocean, it will grow 8 feet or more. The shark will never outgrow its environment, and the same is true for you. Many times we're around small thinking people, so we don't grow. Change your environment and watch your growth. Oh my God.
Oh, look at me. Oh, I'm a shark.
Troncat doesn't have social media. Eric's like, yo, what are your digits is? Age, sex, location. What's your Twitter, Instagram, or Discord? And Troncat is like, none. Troncat, you don't have anything? 8675309. Yeah. What is her name? Sandy? Debbie? What is her fucking name? Jenny. Jenny! Jenny, that's her name. 8675309. Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Perfect. All right, here we go. A rich man can meet a broke woman and change her life, but a rich woman won't even look a broke man's way. And that's true. Isn't it true? Like, everyone's like, oh, you know, female empowerment and equality. But a man could look at a broke woman and be like, there could be potential there. Or he could just be like, you know, if I clean her up, she could be bomb ass. She'd be fucking hot. Right? But a woman in power would look at a broke man and be like, I don't need that shit. I don't want no scrubs. Fucking TLC wrote that song in the 90s. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. But I think a rich woman in power could look at a guy and be like, you know what? He's hot, but he's just uneducated and he's gross. So I'm not even going to waste my time. But I think guys would actually try. Yeah. 21. And then somebody says, women don't build, they move in. Oh God. I'm all about like equality and not putting value of a person on race, religion, gender, or sexual preference. But every now and then it's cool to throw a cool joke in there. No, not that I know. 8675309. Who sings that fucking song? I gotta Google shit. Look at you guys. You gotta be Googling stuff. I don't know. Let's see. It's not a one-hit wonder. I don't think so. 8 6 7. By Tommy Two Tone. Who else sings that though? Tommy Two Tone's gotta have other. They have other songs, don't they? Maybe not. 8675309. 8675309. God dang it. Got me dead spacing over here. Dead air, Tommy Two Tone. It's a pop band. Okay, songs. 8675309, 1981. Angel Say No. Which Man Are You? Cheap Date. No Way to Cry. You know what? It might be a one-hit wonder because I don't know any of the other ones. And I'm looking at their picture and it's just fucking 80s and pastels. Oh, God. Oof. Gruesome. You guys ever notice that your clothes only get stuck on the door handle when you're in a bad mood? Like, you can't do that shit on purpose if you wanted to. If you were aiming to get your clothes stuck on the door handle on purpose, you can't do it. But only when you're pissed off or in a horrible mood, or you're just like right at that precipice of the breaking point, that's when your fucking pants get stuck in the doorknob or your shirt gets pulled through the fucking handle and you tear your shit. That's right when it happens. That's right when it happens. I prefer DuckDuckGo over Google or Yahoo search engines. Well, yeah. Yeah. Who owns that, though? Who owns DuckDuckGo? It wouldn't surprise me if Google or Amazon or Yahoo owns that. Privacy guarantee. Yeah, I just get an express VPN and that'll protect all your stuff. Doesn't matter where you go. Now that I live through an actual plague, I totally understand why the Italian Renaissance paintings are full of naked fat people laying on couches. That's accurate. Because they couldn't do it. There's a plague, can't go outside. We're just going to stay in and eat. We're just going to stay in, and that's all we're going to do. We're just going to eat some stuff. All right, delinquents. That's it for me. I'm done. I've been talking for an hour and 27 minutes. I had one call in, and I think we got a lot done today. So, on that note, tell your squad to follow my pod. You can find me anywhere, thegrayarea.com. Wherever podcasts stream, you could find me there, okay? Tell your squad to follow my pod. You want a Gray Area hoodie, Delinquent Army hoodie, let me know. I'm on Twitter, TheGrayArea1, Instagram, TheGrayArea1, TikTok, TheGrayArea. I'm everywhere. Just Google it. The Gray Area, DagrayArea, and you will find me, and I will be back, and I will see you guys next time. Bye.